AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres puts it bluntly.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's calling on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate. The group has gained control over all major cities except the capital Kabul and more than two-thirds of the countryside in just the last week. Some 3,000 U.S. troops are heading to the capital to provide protection for the likely evacuation of embassy personnel and others. Former National Security Council Afghan Director, Georgetown University Professor Paul Miller, says President Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan wrecked the morale of the Afghan military.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight? And that has led to a cascading effect where the Afghan army is not fighting and the Taliban are winning.
The Food and Drug Administration allows for people with compromised immune systems to get a third dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. An advisory panel voting to make that recommendation.
11 yeses, 0 noes. And the ayes have it, and the recommendation is adopted.
A federal judge says no to a suit against the latest eviction moratorium.
District Judge Dabney Friedrich says the ban imposed last week is substantially similar to one she's already ruled is illegal. But Friedrich says her hands are tied by a ruling from an appeals court above her, and she's refusing a request by Alabama landlords to put the ban on hold in a case that could end up before the Supreme Court. The High Court refused in June to let evictions resume, but Justice Brett Kavanaugh had said he would reject any more extensions unless Congress acts, which it has not. President Biden's acknowledged questions about the ban's legality, but says a court fight would buy time for states to distribute billions in rental aid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Moderate House Democrats demand passage of the infrastructure bill first.
9 Democratic members of Congress, regarded as centrists, have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter threatening to scuttle a fiscal blueprint outlining $3.5 trillion in spending on social programs and the environment, unless the separate $1 trillion infrastructure measure is first enacted into law. Progressives have demanded virtually the opposite. Before an infrastructure vote, they want the social and environment package to be ready to go. Solid Republican opposition seems certain, so Democrats can only pass legislation if they lose no more than 3 votes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Boeing Starliner space capsule is being brought back to a Kennedy Space Center hangar due to a valve problem. The capsule was slated for a test launch last week to the International Space Station when the problem cropped up. It will now be grounded for repairs, perhaps into next year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.